Welcome to Discovering Spirit Within. This is Reverend Deborah Phillips coming to you from Spiritual Life Center in Sacramento, California. Today, I want to talk about making sense of life. Now, as I start to tell this story, it's a little bit grim at the beginning, but I promise you I won't stay there. So I had a friend whose daughter was recently killed in a pedestrian DUI accident. And he's a friend enough that he would tell me about this, but we wouldn't have a long conversation about all the things that happened. And I found myself wanting more information about how did it happen and who was where and what was going on. And I went out online and I was looking at the map, and then I was looking to see if there are any more news reports on it, because I wasn't going to call this guy up and ask him. And then I stopped myself and I thought, what are you doing? Why are you chasing this? What is going on? This just is such a grim thing. And then I realized that I was trying to make some sense out of it. I don't know if I understood where they were standing, where the car came from. I don't know what I was doing, but I realized I was trying to make sense of it somehow. Then that took me to thinking about other things that I do that in the end seem kind of screwy. And I thought, well, I'm doing that to make sense out of something. And then I just started thinking about stories, and I started thinking about gossip and all the ways we spend so much time on different seemingly unimportant issues or topics or conversations. And it came back to two things. One is we kind of entertain ourselves with these things, but the other and more important part is that we do this to make sense of life. I mean, who can make sense of a woman standing on the side of, you know, on a sidewalk with her children and a car coming out of nowhere and hitting them and killing her and injuring the children? I mean, how do you make sense of that? And we really have a need for things to make sense. I see this a lot on Facebook. I don't post a lot on Facebook, but I look at it a lot because it's interesting to me to see how people interact. And I only have feeds where people are pretty nice. I don't get into all of the arguing and things like that. I don't look at those. But there was one today that I was looking at. It was people who would put up these memes and they were hilarious. And then there would be the person who didn't get the joke because it didn't make sense to them. They were, I think in these cases, they were so literal that they didn't see the joke. And so this got me to thinking about how important it is for us to have our lives make sense. It's important for us to have the world make sense. And so what we do in our heads is we create all kinds of scenarios to make something make sense. I mean, that's where religions came from in the first place, is people trying to make sense of why we're here and what we're doing here and what the point is. And in some respects, there's probably an ongoing question of what is the point? Why are we here? What are we doing? I mean, it can seem so crazy sometimes that it makes sense that we would want an explanation. We want to know, so what are we doing here? Who came up with this idea of living on planet Earth and doing the things that we do? Making sense of our lives is an ongoing quest, I think. I think it's how we really get through our days. We don't like to be confused. And the truth is a lot of us are confused a lot of the time, and we're uncomfortable with that. And in some respects, it's perfectly okay to be confused as long as you can function in the world. If you can live with a little bit of confusion, that's actually a sign of spiritual maturity. I think it was Deepak Chopra who said, being able to live with ambiguity is a sign of spiritual maturity. Of course, we live in a material plane, and so there are things that we need to be able to rely on. I need to be able to rely on the fact that when I get up in the morning, the sun's going to be there. I need to be able to rely on the fact that when I walk into the kitchen's still going to be there. My car is going to be in the garage. You know, the material world needs to be fairly stable for us. What is happening on another level, or like with people in the material world, is a whole other thing. And that's where we start getting confused, or where we start living with ambiguity. I mean, sure, I can get up in the morning and everything is where it is. I go through my basic routine with my cats and getting myself ready and then going out, getting into the car and driving wherever I have to go. But by the once I'm out there and I'm in traffic, well, it's like anything goes, right? Because there's all these other people in cars doing their own thing. And then I get to wherever I'm going, and then I'm dealing with people who have their own thing going. So all of a sudden, I've moved from predictability, because I know my house and my routine, into a world where lots of other unknown things can come in. And the whole time I'm trying to make sense of it so that I'm not off balance and I'm not confused, because I don't really like being confused. I am really quite good at living with ambiguity in terms of the big picture. What's going to be happening? How are we going to put this together? I can live with that. In another aspect, I don't really like not knowing what's going on. Now, this isn't from a control point of view, like I have to be in control and know everything that every single person is doing. It's not that. I personally just need a general idea of who's doing what where. And that comes from my background, where I grew up in a house where people would get upset and they wouldn't talk about it. And I would know something was wrong, and like 3 weeks later, it would get landed on me. And so I do want to know, have a general idea of what's going on a day-to-day basis. But I don't feel the need to know the entire outcome. Other people do. Other people, and you might be one of those people who need to know, okay, what are we doing here and here and here? And what do you expect this outcome to be? And that's okay too, because that's a different personality. Whatever the style you have, it all comes down to this need for life to make sense. And when we run into situations that we can't control, that don't make sense to us, we will start looking for answers. And sometimes that quest for looking for answers is a really healthy thing to do, because you can grow a lot and you can learn a lot by examining what's going on, or trying to find out what's going on, or why did this happen. And there's other times when there's absolutely no explanation. There's no explanation of why this happened to my friend's daughter. And it happened to my friend as well, right? There's no logical, rational, let's just sit down and talk about it explanation. Somebody got drunk, they got in their car, they drove, this thing happened. When things don't make sense like that is when we get really thrown off balance. And it's when we need our spirituality the most, I think. Now, let me throw in a caveat right here. I'm not talking about using spirituality to say, well, this was God's will, this wasn't meant to be. I'm not talking about just saying, well, whatever. That's not what I mean here at all. What I'm talking about is the ability to cope with being on planet Earth is to come in contact or reconnect or become aware of the connection that is always there, that when we go in within and find that part of us that's never been touched by the outside world, it is a place to rest. It is a place to regain your confidence. It is a place to vacation in a way, to take a moment away from all of the things and stuff and energies that are happening and recombobulate. And yes, that's a word. You know, I've done a lot of these podcasts, and it is just now dawning on me that what all of this is about is us making sense of the world, or what is happening in the moment. And it is getting us out of our comfort zones, learning to understand that you won't die if you're uncomfortable. We don't like to be uncomfortable because we feel like we're out of control. And when we feel like we're out of control, we do not feel safe. Feeling safe is the most important thing that we as humans need. It is a basic survival instinct to feel safe. Now, feeling safe is different for different cultures and different ages. I mean, you know, many people in the 21st century live in houses and live in towns, and they can feel very safe. Although there are people in this same century who do not live that way, and they spend their entire day just getting enough water to get through, you know, to keep life going. So it's different for everybody, but in the end, it needs to make sense to each of us. Now, what makes sense to me might not make sense to you. My way of going in within and connecting with the inner spirit will be different for me than it will be for you. We don't have to do it all the same way. And that, I think, sometimes we find confusing, because I can do some kind of walking, functioning meditation where I'm having a conversation with the divine all the time, really. That's just how I'm built. Other people, and you might be one of them, might need to consciously take time to step aside, sit down, and get quiet. And that's okay, too. However you do it is perfectly fine. It's the doing it that's the important part. And maybe even more important than doing that inner work at the beginning anyway, is realizing what's going on. It's like when I caught myself investigating this particular situation because I didn't want to bother my friend, and I finally asked myself, what the heck are you doing? This is just morbid. And then I realized it was me about making sense of it. Because I thought if I had more information, I would understand it better and it would make sense to me. And I'll bet you do the same thing. We sometimes think that if we have more information, we'll be more comfortable. And in this case, the more information I got, the more uncomfortable I became, because I got closer and closer to what this horrible accident that happened and what might have happened to these people. It wasn't actually helping me. So just keep in mind that sometimes information from the outer world may not be as helpful as you think. And if you can stop and say, why am I doing this? And then you can go, oh, I'm trying to make sense of it. Why do I need it to make sense? I'm not even sure why I needed this situation to make sense to me. I wanted to understand it, and I still don't know why. I just know that it took me down a path that wasn't doing me any good, and it wasn't going to change anything. It wasn't going to fix anything. It wasn't like I was going to come up with some major discovery and go back to my friend and say, well, this is why it happened, and maybe you'll feel better about it. None of that was going to happen, and I wouldn't even do that to him. So it was really an interesting experience in looking at how much time I was spending just spinning, trying to make myself feel more comfortable at something that had nothing to do with me on a personal level, except that it happened to a friend of mine. So I guess this was also showed me how easily we get distracted by other people's stuff, how easily we just go off on these tangents that really are not very productive. So now, of course, I am hyper aware of everything I'm thinking and going, okay, am I just trying to make sense of this, or am I really doing something useful? And of course, I'll get over that. Probably recording this podcast will help me make some progress there, but I'm laughing at myself because now I'm questioning my motive and everything. And that's okay too, because it means I'm looking at what I'm doing, and I'm overanalyzing right now. But there's an awareness that will come out of that overanalyzing that will become a useful tool. You know, a lot of times when we're learning something new, we go a little bit overboard with it, and then after we're used to it and we are able to use it for a while, it just becomes a tool. understanding my motivation for looking into something. Am I just curious? Is it something that will give me information that I can use either for myself or for someone else and to help someone else? Or is it just because I am morbidly curious? Or is it because I want to make sense? I want to understand. And here's where I have come to is that I now understand that I'm not always going to understand everything, and that's okay. And I also realize that understanding something doesn't necessarily make it better, doesn't change it, doesn't make it go away. Although sometimes when you come to a realization about something, it will help you. But it's not the primary goal. The primary goal is to become connected to your inner self and allow that ambiguity to just be there and allow life to just be. Because the truth is, even if something makes absolutely no sense to you in the moment, it will make sense at some point. I had a conversation with someone the other day, and we were talking about our paths in life. And she had taken a long, long path to motherhood. She was in her 40s before she started having babies. Well, I was sharing with her that my path to ministry was really a 60-year project. I studied for the ministry in my 20s, and I was ordained just a few months after I turned 60. And she was amazed at the parallels of how we were both following paths, and we didn't ever quite know where the path was going, but we knew what we wanted. And in that conversation, we were both able to talk about how now, looking back on our journeys, how much actually makes sense in retrospect. And it is truly fascinating to sit and contemplate where you started and where you are now and what has taken you from one step to the other. In fact, I would suggest doing a little exercise for yourself. And it's like, okay, even if you're not feeling super good where you are right now, take time to compare where you are now with where you were, say, 5-10 years ago, and look at the things that happened, and especially the ones that you thought made absolutely no sense whatsoever, that threw you off balance, and see how they have contributed to where you are now, how they've contributed to what you have accomplished. And even if your life doesn't feel super good right now, still go back and look at that and see where you were, where you got to in different increments along your life. And I will bet you that you will see how much of it actually makes sense now. This exercise is good for a couple of reasons, one of which it will help you to see where you've improved, where you've grown. The other one shows you how you actually motored through ambiguity really quite well, and that you may have even learned more by living in that ambiguity for a while. And of course, usually when we're in that ambiguous space, it's not a choice we've made. Oh, I think I'm just going to sit around in ambiguity for a while. That's not how that happens. What happens is things just kind of fall apart and you don't quite know what's going on and you don't know what you should do next. And then something, you just kind of motor through that, and then all of a sudden things start to coalesce again and you start getting your footing, you start getting a path. So I encourage you to do this exercise and just kind of evaluate and look at, and even as, you know, your childhood, what was going on in there that was ambiguous, didn't make sense, and does it make sense in the greater scheme of your life now? And you might even consider, if you have come into spirituality, into some sort of spiritual practice, did life start to make sense more for you after you did that? If for no other reason that you are feeling your connection with the higher power, the higher energies, you are not feeling so much alone. When you are aware of that spiritual connection, when you really know that there's more than just the you walking around on this planet, that there's more to you, that there's more to the universe. And when you realize that what we see and experience is a microcosm, it's so small that we live in a universe that is immense, eternal, never-ending in the sense of the energetics. When we know that we are part of something bigger, that we are that drop that is also the ocean, then sometimes that needing to have something make sense in the moment can fall away. And we build up trust and we build up faith. And when I say faith, I don't mean blind faith. I mean that trusting that there is an underlying loving presence that is with us always and that we can tap into whenever we want to. And in the times when things seem ambiguous or confusing or just flat out don't make sense, that is the time to step back and use your technique, whatever it is, to reconnect with that inner self that's never been touched by the outside world. And then when you come back, it will either make sense or you'll be okay with it not. And then one day you'll understand why. Learning to let go and go with the flow is one of the most important things that we can do. And we can only do that when we are in a place of trust. And that trust comes from remaining in contact with that inner higher self. And I wish you a wonderful week. I encourage you to do the exercise I mentioned. I wish you blessings and joy. Thank you for listening today. Discovering Spirit Within is produced by Spiritual Life Center. If you enjoyed our discussion and feel inspired to support us, you can go to slcworld.org/donate. And now, until we meet again, deep peace of the running wave to you, deep peace of the flowing air to you, deep peace of the quiet earth to you, deep peace of the shining stars to you, deep peace of the son and daughter of peace to you, and may the joys of the world go with you.